Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have some students and staffelty from Outer Coast College here in Sitka. I have Rain, Kathy, Zev, and Will here to talk about the first inaugural undergrad class and just a little bit more about Outer Coast College and how it's going here in Sitka. Thank you all for coming in this morning. And as a start, for those who maybe have only heard whisperings about Outer Coast, maybe are unfamiliar with the school in general, could I just get a background of what is Outer Coast? What does it look like as an institution of higher learning?
Absolutely. Sure, Erin. I'm very happy to take that. And Outer Coast sort of started being envisioned by Jonathan Christ Tompkins, local Sitkin himself, in sort of the mid-2010s. We started running summer programs and then a one-year gap year program. And that was all building up to finally launching a two-year college program, which we are now in our first year of. So we've got, like you mentioned, some students here from that inaugural class. And the goal of Outer Coast is to re-envision higher education, to sort of combine a Western approach as well as indigenous ways of knowing, and also to make this accessible for folks who have traditionally been underserved by higher education.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely not your what people would think of a standard, you know, go to class, your very standard,
yeah,
very structured environment of kind of boxed learning.
Totally. Yeah. I lead recruitment at Outer Coast too, and one of my main slogans is not your average college.
Put that on a t-shirt.
We should.
Awesome. So Zev and Kathy, you are part of this first inaugural undergrad class. Tell me a little bit about yourselves. Where are you coming in from, and what was it about Outer Coast that attracted you in? What are some of the things that make it, yeah, worth coming here and spending your time?
Well, I am originally from Los Angeles, so very, very different environment from Sitka. But I felt a little disillusioned in high school because all of the classes I was taking, everyone was so competitive, so focused on making the grades instead of learning the material, which I felt like was the true thing I wanted out of my education. So I began looking at non-traditional colleges, including micro-colleges, and that's when I stumbled across Outer Coast. I was so intrigued by its three pillars, which is academics, service, and self-governance, and how those three could interplay and coalesce into a college experience. And I was so intrigued that I just had to come and find out.
Awesome. Zev, how about you? What brought you here to Outer Coast?
I'm coming from Seattle, Washington, and I was on the summer program 2 summers ago, and I learned so much in such a short amount of time, and I had to apply to the inaugural class. It was just so enticing, and I'm so happy to be here. Yeah, I was, Kathy said everything perfectly. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, but, yeah, surmised it really, really quite eloquently. I'm interested to hear more about something I think is very unique with Outer Coast, of the self-governance aspect of it. What does that look like to have self-governance within a college with a student body and a staffelty? How does that work?
Logistically, we just sit in a library in a circle every Tuesday night. But I think it's way more than that. The issues we talk about range from mundane things like how we're going to divide up doing the chores, mm-hmm, to bigger program level decisions like admitting 2 students off the wait list, for example, when we found out we had space in the program. But overall, no matter what we're talking about in the self-governance space, I think about how lucky it is that we can all sit together in the same room, because I think the true thing we're learning is how to make decisions together and how to exist with other people, no matter what decisions we're making.
Oh, yeah, that's really, yeah, that's beautifully said. And it's really fascinating thing to think about of you're not just there to learn whatever the instructor is telling you to learn about, but actual real world collaboration of having these sometimes easy decisions, sometimes tricky decisions that require collaboration, require compromise. That's, I would say, maybe like soft skills that you have to learn that are truly essential to just moving through life, and actually part of putting the things you learn in class actually into practice as you get going out in the great wide world. So another thing that we had talked about before we went on air this morning was, I guess, kind of part of that self-governance and just a unique part of Outer Coast was the interview weekend you had, which I thought was an interesting thing. When I think of, at least when I applied to college way back when, of it was like turn in your paper applications. Maybe you had an interview that was kind of stuffy, but it was definitely like, do I make your marks? Am I passing through your qualifications? But the interview weekend with Outer Coast is a bit different. What did it look like?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, to Kathy's point, one of the things that our dean, Matthew Spellberg, often says is Outer Coast is not a metaphor, right? So the decisions that our students make in self-governance really do apply to our program in incredibly tangible ways. One of those ways is on the application committee. So there are four kind of staff members on that committee. Rain and I are two of them. Then there are about eight students on that committee. Zev and Kathy are two of those students. And we all have equal voting power. So if they want to, Zev and Kathy can totally overrule us in terms of admissions decisions about students. And that also applies to setting up an interview weekend, which, you know, like you said, Aaron, it's kind of your classic college interview mixed with a bit of a, you know, feel of an admitted students weekend. And yeah, similar to you, when I went to college, you know, I went to college out on the East Coast, it was like everything is set up here, you do your interview, and really like, if, you know, an alumni thinks you're, you know, worth something, maybe you get an extra star next to your name. But here it's really students who will be going to school, taking classes with these people, you know, getting a feel for them and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And I think like that is something that's incredibly, incredibly unique about our program is that like, they really have so much say in how these 2 years of their life are going to go. And the interview weekend was an incredible, example of that. Kathy took people ocean dipping. We had students take people on walks through Totem Park or lead book clubs or talk about why they decided to come to Sitka, as you just said. And all of those activities sprang from, you know, the minds of our students, you know, so it really is a testament to them and a testament to the program.
Wonderful. And I guess one last thing about studying with Outer Coast College, with your current track of studies, is there anything that that you're currently kind of focusing on that your studies have brought current inspiration to you? What are you kind of is there anything that you're studying or working on at the moment that has really captured your imagination?
Our electives, my electives particularly, are fascinating. I'm taking a class called Seaweeds and Sapiens, and I have always disliked science classes. I never did well in high school, and I remind my professor that all the time, that I hated science class. But this science class is the most intriguing, engaging thing I've ever participated in. And I love it. And I love looking through the microscope. And I love going down to the beach by the aquarium and finding seaweeds on my own. It's just so weaved into the place here that it's impossible to not enjoy it.
Awesome. How about you, Kathy? Yeah.
One of the electives I'm taking is called Indian Country and the American Imagination, which is framed like a law class where we examine how indigenous people were portrayed in the structures of American law. It's quite horrible some days because we're learning about all these discriminatory right. policies that could have easily not decimated the lives of Native people if only people weren't so racist and horrible. But I think the fact that I never had access to any of this information before is telling to how important the class is, and I'm just glad that I'm able to learn about all of this now.
Yeah, and goodness, and yeah, but both of your examples of really speaks to the really breadth of study and experience that Outer Coast offers. That's really quite amazing. And goodness, before we are out of time this morning, I know Rain and Will, you have a couple important deadlines that are coming up for those interested in taking advantage of some of the things that Outer Coast has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Erin. And if you're interested at all in joining one of these programs that was mentioned, the summer seminar or the undergraduate program, or you have someone in your life who might be interested and eligible, the summer seminar is open to high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and the application is due on March 1st. And the undergraduate program is open to people who are seniors now or who will graduate high school by this summer. And that application is open currently, and we are accepting rolling admissions, but we will close that on March 10th.
Awesome. And then all information and applications at outercoast.org.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you all, Rain, Will, Kathy, and Zev. Thank you for coming in this morning, letting us learn a little bit more about Outer Coast and your experiences there. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks so much, Erin.
Thank you.
Thanks, Erin.